Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast.
What a morning.
Another one bites the dust.
In case you didn't hear, Aaron Judge.
Another one bites the dust.
And bit the dust.
Another one
told the Giants to kick rocks. Hey.
Gonna get you deep. Another one bites the dust.
Hey. Another one bites the dust. Bryce Harper. Shohei Ohtani. Giancarlo Stanton. Aaron Judge, another one bit the dust. Judge signs with the Yankees, 9 years, $360 million. He flew to San Diego, not to be with the Giants, not to hear one last pitch. He flew to San Diego to visit one last time with the San Diego Padres, who offered Aaron Judge $400 million. Y'all bid by the Padres. Whew. State of the Giants, not good right now. But hey, Mitch Haniger, he's coming back home. Shout out to the Hanigers. Shout out Archbishop Biddy. Mitch Haniger, 3 years, $43 million. Is that enough to move the needle? Yes, no? Huh?
Bonte, I started off the show basically on a 30-minute uninterrupted rant, and I apologize for that. Actually, I don't apologize for that. That's just how I feel. They had one job. In terms of Farhan, Farhan had one job, all right? The ownership had a different job. I'll get to that in a second. His one job was to develop the farm system, which had been depleted after a decade run in the playoffs and trying to trade for people to try to win another championship, which I don't fault them for that. But they did a really poor job at the end, 2018. Well, this is why Farhan was brought in, was to rise up the farm system, which we had heard he was the architect of the Dodgers and the farm system, which enabled them to make aggressive trades and bring guys up. They didn't do that. They went from like 27th, 28th overall in farm. They're like 13th this morning, 14th. All right, that's not good enough. Meanwhile, the Padres and the Dodgers, who have big league club talent and have traded a zillion of their prospects away to get them Mookie Betts, to get them, at the time, Machado, to get them, What's the Max Scherzer, remember? Yeah. Trey Turner. They traded away a bunch of guys to go get those guys, the Dodgers. The Padres traded away everything. Everything to go get themselves Juan Soto. And so, still have a higher farm system than the Giants traded.
Do you fire Farhan and Kapler? I watched the Tennessee Titans fire their GM yesterday. What's his name? John Robinson, the GM of the Tennessee Titans, got fired yesterday in the middle of the season after A.J. Brown, who he traded to Philadelphia, torched his ass on Sunday. So do you let go of Farhan and Gabe Kapler? What's the argument for keeping Kapler and Farhan around? Because I've seen no progress. So I was going on this rant about Shanahan, like, hey, it's year five, it's year six. But at least Shanahan has helped take this team to two NFC championships and has the Niners humming at 8-4.
Monte, the cupboard was bare for the Niners.
Yep.
Completely bare.
Started from scratch.
Literally from scratch. And I look at what the Giants are right now, and I ask you, name the one player that Farhan has brought into this organization you can build around.
Not one.
Now, maybe it's Harrison, and you said, Joe, we got to see it. You got to wait till you see Harrison. Okay, I'll listen to that. Luciano, who's your number one, one of your number one prospects who we've been hearing about for years?
Got a back injury.
Yeah, and who brought him in?
Bobby Evans.
Bobby Evans, okay. Logan Webb, who brought him in?
Bobby Evans.
Who brought in Camilo Duval?
Bobby Evans.
All right. So you tell me, you want to throw, Tyro Estrada in my face? I like Tyro Estrada, nice little player. No one's building around Tyro Estrada.
What about Mike Yastrzemski?
Stop it. He's a fifth outfielder. Stop it. If they, by the way, you want to be ready for another year of Mike Yastrzemski leading off, batting 221.
Oof.
Striking out 210 times this year.
Tough scene.
The Giants lead the league in 4A players. Or reclamation projects. That's who they've been, basically. Take a flyer. How about you buy something? How about you go, have some cojones and move one of these guys who you maybe don't believe in and go get yourself somebody?
Terrell Owens joining us in moments. I see him on the Zoom right now. Our boy T.O.
Look at T.O.
The birthday boy. Yeah. We'll get him here in a second. He's figuring out the Zoom. He's got the Christmas tree in the background.
Let's go.
Hall of Fame wide receiver Terrell Owens. He'll be joining us in a second.
And he's got the Christmas shirt on.
Listen, the Giants they get no passes for finishing in second. They get no passes for finishing in third. they're printing money. The Warriors are in the luxury tax. So Lacob does whatever he needs to do to spend money and win. Jet York, the 49ers. They made the big boy trade for Christian McCaffrey, trading multiple picks. Said to hell with the prospects, to hell with the kids. We're getting our guy, and we're making a run at this thing. The Giants decide Mitch Haniger.
Who's the best international free agent they've landed? Shinjo? I'm not joking.
You
can't land an international free agent to save your life. Yoenis Cespedes chose the Oakland A's. The Oakland A's!
I'm not ripping the A's.
No, but that's my... But Bonte, how are they more aggressive and attractive in free agency to international free agents than you, the Giants?
I can't wait to hear
the Angels land Shohei.
I can't wait to hear
Tanaka and Matsui and all these great players. They go to the Yankees. I mean, even Daisuke Matsuzaka went to the Boston Red Sox. The Giants have landed
Arabu.
Nobody.
Hideki Arabu, remember him?
I do. But we've landed nobody in international free agency. When was the last time they had a farm homegrown outfielder? Chili Davis, 1986.
Do the Giants crack 2 million in attendance next season?
I don't know. I'll be the same sucker going in there multiple times, so I'll probably account for 100.
I won't. I will watch the Giants from the couch. You know how many free tickets I passed up last season? I'm not going out there to watch that. I refuse. We're blessed to watch the Warriors every night, the Niners every week. I'm not going down there for a free. You can give me free tickets behind the plate. I'm not going. Not going to fill up the gas tank to go to Third and King to watch Yaz and Jock Peterson bat second and third.
And you can't talk to me about all this FU money that you have because the stadium's paid off. It's finally paid off, by the way. And you're getting money for the naming rights. Don't tell me about, remember for years, the mortgage on AT&T Park. They can't spend for 20 years because of the mortgage. Don't tell me about the FU money you have if you never use it. And I knew it. I said this during the regular season. And Mark was like, oh, you're speculating here. That development that they were building across the street, you're now a real estate company, not a baseball team. What the hell are you doing? You're building this commercial real estate property when commercial real estate is dead, number one, and number two, downtown San Francisco's dead, and you're now a commercial real estate business venture instead of a baseball team. Yeah, good luck competing with a real baseball team, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
The San Diego Padres. They offer $400 million.
Woo. Hey, but don't worry. 5 years from now, maybe Luis Matos is the guy.
Well, keep selling me on the farm. I'm not buying it. I'll believe it when I see it. Let's go to Scott, New York City. Hey, Scott, go ahead. Rub it in, Scott. Another one bites the dust in San Francisco.
Hey guys, you guys are all over the place. Can we just talk about one thing? Farhan's system, when it looks good and he's getting all the guys and it's working, he's a genius.
First off, let me dispel this. Bye-bye. Number one, you got career outlier year at the end of his career from Crawford and Posey and Belt. Old guys that were depreciating players no one in baseball wanted for their price tag. And those were guys that you didn't bring up. And then you lost Donnie Ecker, who's one of you touted Donnie Ecker and this 50-man coaching staff. Oh,
he went
that
down
you
to
have.
Texas.
Yeah, and they were hitting the ball.
He met me at the wild card game, Dallas and Niners. Donnie Ecker was like, "What's up, man? What's up, Donnie?" And guess what? Nathaniel Lowe. Remember I brought him up first baseman? He had a career year with Texas. Career year. Man, let's get our man T.O. in here, man, the birthday boy.
I hope Lakers nice buys
Christmas,
the Giants.
Hey, with the Christmas tree in the background.
What's up, T.O.?
Man, our favorite wide receiver out here. Happy birthday to T.O., man. Cue up that Stevie Wonder. Cue up that Stevie Wonder. Raise a glass of that 81 Vino. Where's that 81 Vino at, man? Put the shades on, baby. Let's go, T.O. Let's go, baby.
Hey, B, can we start right here? Terrell.
Look, where's that 81 Vino hat right there, baby? Go ahead and drink it out the bottle today.
Hey. Look, you are me and Bonte's favorite player, I would say, at wide receiver. Like you're right up there. Take me back to the wild card game against the New York Giants. First play, Seahorns on your back, and you go 80 yards to the house at Candlestick.
Oh man, that was a good day, man. Man, you know, get ready for the playoff. I mean, this is what it's all about. And then, you know, one thing just kind of just led to another. I mean, you never really think, you know, the first play is going to go to the house. But it was one of those days. It kind of like, you know, that was the way you want to start a game off, like catch one pass and then take it to the house. Then you get the fans excited. You get your teammates excited. And, you know, it started out good. It kind of didn't end, you know, in the middle, kind of just so-so, but it ended up.
Oh, no doubt. T.O., let's start here with the wine. No, I want to get started with that because the wine, we've tasted it a little bit. Man, 81 Vino is hitting right now. Tell us about how it started. Where can people get it?
Yeah.
Well, they can get it at 81vino.com. That's the website. Oh. And how it started is how I'm pretty sure a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of businesses started during the pandemic. And obviously, through my relationships, one of my marketing reps, you know, mutual family friend of the Lasorda family. And during that time, you know, like I said, nobody was doing anything. And so he asked me what was my wine palate like? And I was like, look, man, I'm from the South. We didn't grow up drinking wine. You know?
So, hey, T.O., I'm from the hood. I didn't drink wine either, but hey, go ahead.
Exactly. No Carlos Rossi?
A little Carlos Rossi. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
Especially in the black community,
it's
not known for really, you know, drinking wine. So that was one of the reasons too that I want to kind of educate myself and get involved. And then obviously being in San Francisco, I'm in the right backyard of wine country. Mm-hmm. And so again, as you just alluded to, being from the South, you know, like I said, wine wasn't a thing for us. And then my taste, my experience with tasting wine, it wasn't that good. I thought wine was supposed to be sweet. Hold on 1 second.
You got a call. You're all good, T.O.
You're a very busy man.
Yeah. So wine, I thought wine was supposed to be sweet, but, you know, being in the Bay Area, going to, like, charity events, we had dinners. And so they came around, you know, you have the waiters that come by and ask you, like, red or white. And I had no idea. I'm like, I don't know. my teammates, I think Derek Deese and some guys, they were like, go with the red. And so I drank it, man. I'm like, I'm thinking it's supposed to be like some, you know, grape juice. It was the most bitter taste ever. And so that was my experience. And so I explained that to, you know, the people on the Tom Lasorda side of the business. And I told them, like, yo, this is my experience. I'm like, how can we make it sweeter? And then they said, look, it's not going to taste like grape juice. But understanding the three characteristics of Cabernet, which is the red in the red family, is big, bold, and dry. Mm-hmm. When they told me that, I'm like, yo, those characteristics, all those but one sounds like me. Big, bold, but I'm definitely not dry.
So, no doubt.
And so we got involved, and so I gave them, like, you know, they asked me, like, what kind of fruits did I like, you know, what kind of chocolate, this and that and the other. So I gave them that. And so the winemaker, Terry Colton, who's also the winemaker for the Tommy Lasorda family wines, he took all that information, and that's how we created our first one, the 81. And so obviously that was made with plum preserves, cinnamon stick aromas. dark chocolate, all those type of things.
Yep.
And I know if you got ladies listening on this show, I know I was describing those things. I wasn't describing myself. I'm talking about dark chocolate.
Sommelier.
That was not me. But with this one, the second one that we just did, this is the Hall of Fame edition. We have some obviously dark chocolate in here. In this one, we have some almond, some cherry pepper, and obviously dark chocolate is included in this one right here. So this is a very special one because the first one was a 2017 cab,
mm-hmm.
which was a blend. This is 100% cab, which is my Hall of Fame edition.
And nice.
The reason we made this the Hall of Fame edition is because this was the year that I got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
Nice. So really the premise behind it, and I got to get you guys a bottle.
Oh, but yeah.
This is really dedicated to the fans, you know, because this is, you know, I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for the fans that supported me throughout the course of my career. And obviously there in San Francisco, I played eight great years there. And so my whole career, again, I've been able to really bring some smiles to a lot of people's faces. Now I'm trying to repay however I can do it, especially with all the wine drinkers that are out there, trying to repay them and just give something back to all my fans. So again, the mantra behind this is for you. So this is
love that
2018 Hall of Fame edition for all my fans out there.
Love that. TLTO here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. I'm sure you're still watching football. You're tapped in. Hey, I seen you running routes at Jackson State against quarterbacks. I said, man, TL still got a little left in the tank. I want to get your thoughts on Deion Sanders in a second here. We could use another receiver in San Francisco, but the quarterback spot. Should we be confident in Brock Purdy helping the Niners and possibly leading them to the Super Bowl after Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a foot injury?
Well, where do you want to start? You want to start with Brock? You know,
start with Brock.
Start with Brock.
Start with Brock.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch the game, but I did see a number of the highlights. Again, this guy definitely didn't seem like he was Mr. Irrelevant in the draft. I mean, obviously, this just shows you really his maturation process, his growth process, really sitting behind the quarterbacks that were in front of him. And obviously, with Trey Lance getting hurt, then now Jimmy Garoppolo's back in the picture. Now he's been the guy. He's been the backup guy. So obviously, he's been brought up to speed to really prepare himself for the moment. And this was a guy, honestly, when you think about, because I think a lot of people heard of Brock Purdy, but they definitely know who he is now. Definitely relevant and not irrelevant. So if you look at the number of throws that he had, I mean, this definitely doesn't seem like a guy that wasn't prepared. And I think this is a good safety net for the Niners, very confident for what he can bring until, you know, if Jimmy Garoppolo gets healthy. But I think, like I said, if you look at some of the throws that he made, again, they had a package ready for him. I don't think anybody foresaw what he was able to do in a game, just coming in as a backup.
T.O., we want to do rapid fire so we can squeeze a lot of this information because we love having you on. We don't know when we'll get you back. Kyle Shanahan, would you want to play in a system with Kyle Shanahan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, man, I've already kind of sprinkled, you know, some words out there like, yo, if you guys need a receiver, I'm good. Listen here. Third down, red zone. Trust me, I'm a very valuable asset. As my man just said, I've been training. I trained yesterday. I'm going to work out again tomorrow. My son's coming down from the Bay Area. He's at Missouri State. He has his senior year coming up, so I'm just trying to help him, you know, groom him to really, you know, have a solid year next year. So again, I'm already ready. I've already reached out to Jed York. I've already told him, like, yo, if you need somebody, I'm definitely a viable.
I wanted you on the team in 2013 when they brought Randy Moss out of retirement. I said, no, bring back 81.
Right.
We would have won that game in Seattle if we had T.O.
Hey, I've already talked to Jed about that. I don't know who was doing the general. I can't remember who the general.
Trent Baalke now running Jacksonville.
Right. He wasn't really trying. For whatever reason, they weren't feeling me. But it is what it is. I would have definitely have loved to come back and put that 81 on, and definitely, like I said, I feel like I would have been definitely a viable and more valuable asset than what they brought in at that time.
Well, you're still running the 4.440. We see on the tape. You're running the 4.440, smoking dudes who are 21 years old. Let me ask you about Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. All that talk in Seattle, all that smoke, he gets traded to Denver. Are you surprised at how far he's fallen off with the Denver Broncos?
I mean, I think yes and no. If you think about it, I mean, sometimes it's the system. You can't really deny Russell Wilson's his ability as a quarterback, and I think obviously, like you said, it could have been the system. If you think about the years that he played in Seattle, again, it speaks for itself. But you obviously got to solidify, you know, your offense with the weapons around you. I can't compare, you know, what he had in Seattle versus what he has now.
Mm-hmm.
The teammates, the linemen, everybody is different. The calls are different. You have a different offensive coordinator. So all those things factor into someone going in and gelling and producing at a high level. So again, I'm not going to put all the onus on Russell just yet. This is his first year there. It's just like anybody, you're trying to, you know, kind of plug in players in certain situations. Here and there, but obviously, like I said, everything starts with the quarterback. But you can't put the whole season on the quarterback when you don't have, you know, obviously those necessary pieces to be successful.
Talking to Terrell Owens here on 95.7 The Game, the morning roast, Joe Zaskin, the Butcher, Vontae Hill, 81 Vino, the Cabernet Hall of Fame edition is out right now, 100% Cabernet. Get it on 81vino.com. It's a great wine. We can't wait. As T.O. mentioned, it's got a little dark chocolate in it, so you want to get that, the Hall of Fame edition. As we're talking to Pro Football Hall of Famer, should have been first ballot,
yeah,
Hall of Fame wide receiver, which is a joke. We know why people were hating.
Ridiculous.
But still got that blazer though, TL, so we're happy about that. I gotta ask you about Deion Sanders, because I like what Deion Sanders did at Jackson State, and I have no issues with him moving on to Colorado for what he did for Jackson State. You saw it firsthand. What I'm ticked off about is more people giving Deion Sanders hate over moving from Jackson State to Colorado than they are Brett Favre still a welfare check down in Mississippi. It's ridiculous. A joke to me, T.O.
Yeah, man, it's bittersweet, and I'm pretty sure, as Deion mentioned, it's probably one of the most difficult probably decisions I'm sure that he's had to make. When you think about his 3 years there, short tenure, you think about obviously his goals and what he wanted to accomplish. I think he exceeded the expectations of a lot of people, maybe himself, but mm-hmm. me knowing Deion, you know, him having that swag, he did it. But when you think about, look at the last two years, the records that he's had, you know, obviously losing last year in the conference championship, mm-hmm. bringing their team back and even bettering the record from last year, going undefeated this year, winning the SWAC championship. And again, at the end of the day, I just don't understand the vitriol that people are spewing toward him, mm-hmm. Basically leaving. It's no different, you know, than anybody. It's equivalent to everybody wants to say, okay, well, what about, you know, Eddie Robinson, who was there for 50 years or whatever, or the other coaches that have been there for 50 years in the SWAC conference? The only difference is those coaches didn't have the opportunity mm-hmm. that Deion had. And I think what Deion has done is really set the blueprint. He's laid out the map for anybody that wants to step into those shoes to really recreate or do what he did. And I admire him. I applaud him for what he's doing. But I think anybody in that situation, if you don't have an opportunity to better yourself, in his word, elevate, then why wouldn't you?
Yep.
He's not doing he didn't do anything any white coach or anybody else would have done in this situation. And I think for Deion, it's so harsh. And I think for the black community, mm-hmm. they feel let down because he put out lofty goals. But what coach goes into a situation
exactly
doesn't really skew those or share lofty goals going into a season? And so, again, at the end of the day, it's bittersweet. But at the end of the day, he's laid the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
He's laid the infrastructure for someone else to come in and do what he's done. He's doing it again. He did it for the black community.
Yep.
He did it for some other black coach that is aspiring to be a mm-hmm. coach to go and do what he did at Jackson State University.
Yeah, nobody's hating on Trent Dilfer getting a job out of nowhere. No one's hating on Lincoln Riley saying he was going to be in Oklahoma forever.
Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. So I'm with you on that.
Exactly.
Hey, T.O., let's have a little fun here. Michael Vick says he could beat you in a race. There's no way. Come on.
No, Michael Vick probably could back in the day. Like, I wasn't ever known for my speed. You know, I wasn't known for coming out of college, you know, going to the combine, running 4.3s, 4.4. But I got better as I got older. I'm just like my wine, you know what I mean? Wine. So as far as him beating me, I don't see that happening. I really don't. And if he's serious, I can't wait. I really can't wait to really prepare for this. He said at the top of the year or sometime next year, early next year.
Yeah.
Be serious. Hey, this is going to be blockbuster. This is going to be must-see TV.
Get your popcorn.
Yeah, definitely get your popcorn. and hopefully, you know, maybe I guess the prelims, maybe we can get Fat Boy Brandon Marshall to really show up.
Hey, Keyshawn Johnson. What about Keyshawn Johnson?
Keyshawn.
I'm not gonna do Keyshawn that bad. but we got somebody for Brandon Marshall if he wants to run the prelims, because clearly he's been ducking this smoke over here for the last 2 years.
Oh really? Hey, so who's the guy? Because I saw you in front of CVS, and I know you probably don't want to talk about that. Who's the guy from your playing days that just chirped too much? Because I was thinking about Strahan and you getting into it, Sean Williams getting that penalty in that NFC divisional round game or wild card game. Who's the guy that you think about now? Like, yeah, I'd love to have a piece of him.
Man, I wasn't really like, I wasn't really a confrontation guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What really motivated me to really get in the weight room, as I grew up in high school and as an adolescent, I got picked on a lot. You know what I mean? Before we actually knew the term bullying, I got picked on a lot. I got bullied a lot. I got beat up a few times. And then that's what made me want to get in the weight room, because I got tired of being bullied. And so, again, it helped me twofold. Number one, it gave me confidence, because once I started getting a little bigger, seeing some muscles here and there, it gave me the confidence to protect myself. But in the same breath of that, it was allowing me to get better in athletics, because I was getting bigger, faster, and stronger with that. But, I mean, over the years, like I said, I mean, guys are going to chirp, you know, during practice. They're going to be, you know, during games, as you just mentioned. You know, guys, they want to test your manhood.
Who talked the most?
That's a good question. Talk the most? Not a lot of guys talk much.
Aeneas Williams?
Nah, Aeneas Williams was quiet, huh?
I think actually D'Angelo Hall. He talked a little trash every now and then. But other than that, you know, a lot of the guys on my own teammate who talked a lot of trash was Ken Norton.
Ken Norton
Jr. Doesn't surprise me.
I'm pretty sure a lot of opponents wanted to beat him up. I mean, I played on the same team with him, and I wanted to beat him. Yeah, but knowing the pedigree that he came from, I probably didn't want none of that.
Nah, you didn't want none of that. Heavyweight champ, his father was. You might want to sit that one out, T.O. Yeah. Terrell Owens here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. Hall of Famer, of course, one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. He's in the top two for sure. And it's Jerry Rice and T.O. You can make that argument yourselves. T.O., I got to ask you about Odell Beckham Jr. Where should he go? And do you think he has anything left in the tank?
I think he should probably go somewhere like the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh.
A team that's really kind of like on the cusp. He has a dynamic quarterback that can a dual threat, to be quite honest. We talk about, you know, running and passing. He's become a quarterback that can run. Typically, a lot of people that really try to assess, you know, black quarterbacks, they're like, oh, well, he's a running quarterback. I don't like that term. I like the term quarterback that can run, and he's made himself into a quarterback that can run. And also, like I said, you think about his weapons on the outside. I just can't. You don't really know who those number one and two guys are right off the bat. So you need somebody that obviously that can stretch the field, make those tough plays. And again, you think about, like I said, Baltimore. I think it's a good fit for him. As far as, you know, the teams that everybody keeps throwing out there, the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants. If he goes to either one of those teams, it's going to be short-lived. It's going to be a short-lived, season, and he might as well just...
Oh, wow.
He's going to go there for, what, one check or two? You know what I mean? Then you're going to be watching the playoffs. Go to a team, again, with obviously a good quarterback.
What about Buffalo, T.O.? I thought Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs.
You were in Buffalo.
You love playing for the Buffalo Bills.
I hadn't gotten to Buffalo yet. I was in
you're in the zone.
I was getting there. But Buffalo definitely is a viable option. You think about Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis, and obviously the weapons that they have there. They have a good, solid running game. The defense is pretty solid. Again, a guy like you know, Odell coming in there, it would be a perfect fit, just like he did with the Los Angeles Rams.
Tio, Justin Jefferson types, like the athletic, easy separation types, or the Deebo Samuel types, the more like you, Anquan Boldin, physical, make tough right. contested catches,
nobody
run
wants to
through
tackle
somebody.
You. Yeah.
Who are the guys that you like right now, like that you like watching or that you think remind you of yourself?
I'm a basketball guy, so I don't really watch a lot of football. I can't say that I watched a full football game from first quarter to fourth quarter.
Wow.
But I do, like I said, with social media, it's not like you can't keep up with what's going on. But when you think about those guys and those physical attributes that kind of resemble how I play, you have to throw the names of Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown with the Eagles. So again, those guys aren't, you know, totally have the package of me, but you see the resemblances and some of the physical, you know, attributes that they bring to the game.
You know, T.O., we're talking to T.O. here on the Morning Rose. Kind enough to give us his time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey man, 81 Vino, get the wine right now. Cabernet 100%, the Hall of Fame edition's out right now. He's got the 2017 edition out right now. We got to try it. We can't wait to get a bottle, T.O. I got to ask you about something. One of our co-hosts here, or one of our co-workers, Daryl the Guru Johnson, is a big-time Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
He said back in the day, because he's from Union City, Logan High School, he said, and he claims this, that he was dating a chick, and one time he rolled up to the house, and he saw you, and he said, T.O. stole my girl. A Hall of Famer stole my girl. Now, I don't want to get you in trouble or whatnot, but hey, you know what? I told Guru she chose up, man.
Is it fact or fiction?
Hey, man, that's the saying. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
There you go. Hey, talk to him, T.O.
Oh, my God.
Talk to him, T.O.
Hey,
talk
can we do this again, T.O.? We got to talk more because I want to talk about the star.
I don't know who she is. Is she single? Find out if she's single because I'm single. I'm going to revisit.
Hey, you always got a home in the Bay, T.O.
Yeah.
Obviously, you always got a home in the Bay. Whether it's the East Bay, South Bay, North Bay, don't matter. Right. The ladies love T.O. Hey, it's a lot of fun, man. And that guy who tried to, you know, he must have read about your youth when you were getting bullied that you just mentioned, because self-defense is CVS, man. You had to do what you got to do, man.
I was feeling
and we don't
that.
Give you, and, well, we, I mean, and you know what? People on social media and stuff, people are getting crazy out here in the streets.
Yeah.
And they need to be reminded that you just can't run up on anybody.
No, yeah, you're right. And again, I assessed the situation before, you know, I got into any type of fisticuffs or what have you. And just so happened when I went into that CVS, I actually ran, the guy that I was, you know, trying to prevent the guy from beating up, he was a 49er fan. He was on the phone when I walked in the store, and he did a double take because I had just left the restaurant.
Right.
I was trying to get some batteries for my garage keypad or what have you. So I just went to the store just like a little normal everyday person, which I know I'm not, and tried to, you know, pick up some things. And the guy recognized me in the store. He was, man, he's like, you look like T.O. You T.O.? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. He said, oh, man, I'm a 49er fan, man. You know, appreciate everything you did for us in the Bay. And I'm like, all right, cool. So the other guy, I don't know, he ran across him as well, and the guy was on the phone. So I think the guy may have thought that he said something to him, you know, out of pocket or what have you.
Right.
And so I stood in line. The other guy stood in line. And the guy that, you know, obviously was, you know, creating all the ruckus, he was in front of me. He checked out first, and then the other guy went to the other cash register. And so he went over to that guy's line and basically said, I'm going to be waiting on you outside. And I'm like, that's weird. So I didn't really think nothing of it. So we both, me and the other guy, we both kind of checked out and walked out the door.
at the same time, and that's when the guy rolled up on us, and he was trying to beat the other guy up. And I was just trying to really prevent the situation. And then, you know, like I said, we were kind of going back and forth a little bit, and then when the cashier came outside, he saw what was going on, and he tried to intervene a little bit. And so the guy thought I wasn't paying attention, and he basically swung at me. He basically tried to steal me while I wasn't looking. And so that's where things kind of went sideways. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, I just had to protect myself and, like I said, the other gentleman as well.
Right. Tio, real quick, is Dion going to call you the coastal wide receivers of Colorado? Are you doing any coaching outside of the wide venture?
You know what? I haven't really thought about it, but I've always told Dion, even when he was at Jackson State, I'm like, bro, if you need me, you know where I am. He knows how to find me. I don't think coaching on an everyday basis is in the cards for me.
Yeah.
I don't get up for everybody like I do 95-7 a game.
There we go, T.O. There we go.
That's the only time I'm getting up early. But yeah, if it's a situation, honestly, that he feels like I can come in and kind of facilitate and kind of work out some things or whatever, but I can't be an everyday in the building, getting up at like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. That is not me. I'm handsome for a reason, man. I love my beauty sleep.
Well, you can tell we're not handsome because we don't get beauty sleep working this early in the morning. T.O., thanks so much for the time today. 81 Vino, check it out right now. 81vino.com. Check out his wine, the Hall of Fame edition out right now. 100% Cabernet. We cannot wait to taste that blend. T.O., thanks so much, my man.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Hey, man. Y'all still let those nine.
No,
man, I'm ready, man.
I know.
I wanted an opportunity, man. Hey, that's all I ever wanted.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, T.O.
Yep, happy birthday, man. 81.
Thank you.
81 Vino, baby. Terrell Owens here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. What a great interview. What a great sport there. Lot to unpack from T.O. right there in that interview. Thankful for the time here on the Morning Roast. We're going to get back into Aaron Judge.
So glad we squeezed that drive-by in on Guru.
Oh, yeah. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game. It just happens. Hey.
And then he said,
I have a wife.
We could revisit that. Yeah. That was the best part.
Lay off.
There was a lot there.
I want to get back into Aaron Judge.
You want to get back into Aaron Judge?
I do.
I want to get you turned up again.
Why?
Because Jason Apati's on the line, and he's a New York Yankees fan.
Oh, God.
And you know he's happy right now. Jason, go ahead and gloat. Go ahead and gloat.
No.
Sprint right pod, Niners Nation.
Look, Bonta, Sasky, y'all are my guys. I promise you. I promise you. You guys are my guys. What I wanted to say is, I think that you guys are being a little too hard on Farhan for this reason. It never came down to money. What did I tell you guys the last time that I was on, when I was on? Does Aaron Judge value being the next New York Yankees captain, the next guy to put in Monument Park, the guy to put people in the seats?
You haven't won a World Series since 2009. Stop with the smug Yankee talk.
I know that. But
you're not that team anymore.
I know. He's a homegrown guy, though. I'm just asking questions. This is all I was asking. He values being the brand, the face of the biggest baseball brand, the guy who's going to get the same amount of money, everything. I mean, if it was about money, he would have taken the 10-year, $400 million deal for the Padres.
I know. What's a sad.
Why don't you boil down to money? I think it just boiled down to what he values. So there was something that just came across. There was a tweet about they knew that he was meeting with the Padres, and he knew that the deal was 400. And Hal Steinbrenner killed the ghost of George Steinbrenner and got on the phone with Aaron Judge and said, what do you want to do? Do you want to be a Yankee? And he said, yes. And he said, what do you need? He said, I need that extra ninth year. And that was it. And it was done. Done and done. So again, like, I'm not trying to gloat. I promise you. I love you guys. And trust me, there's other Giants fans that'll feel my wrath because they went crazy when that John Heyman team because you guys are good. You guys are good with me. You're always solid with me. I'd like to consider us friends.
We are friends. You know what, Jason? I'm not mad because I never thought it was going to happen. I really didn't. I never bought it.
No, I'm mad.
I never thought it was going to happen.
And I hate the Yankees.
And you know what?
Are going to finish third in the AL East. Well, you heard it here first.
Well, they always
win. You got Baltimore on the rise. You got Tampa Bay. Even Boston's out here spending money. I am sick as an insufferable Yankee fan. Hey. In 1999, we were the best team in baseball.
I'm not.
Yo, we have three championships since your last one. And we suck.
I know. Sassy, I'm just getting on me and trying to get into, like,
I know.
And here's what I want
to say.
Here's what I want to say. The Yankees are in the business of showing and pretending to be contenders. Their real business is turning profits. How do you turn profits? getting Aaron Judge to come back and win the piece. Because I guarantee you, Harrison Bader and Gleyber Torres and Anthony Rizzo, they're not moving the needle and bringing guys to the stadium. So, yes, I mean, all of those things are true. The Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. You guys have had much more success. But I'm just trying to point out that the Yankees are not, they want to present themselves as contenders, but they really care about that money. And how do you do that?
But you know what?
Jason, it's too soon for me to give you any love.
You're still the Yankees, though. The pinstripe cell, it means something. It means something. Jay-Z with that new blue Yankee on, who but me, it still means something. And then, you know what, Jason?
I just wanted to give you guys some insight. That's it. I need to get on here.
Jason, I appreciate the positivity. I appreciate you, my man. Thanks, Jason Apati.
I don't. I hate the Yankees.
So, all right, coming back on the other side. Chris, Adam, Michael, thanks for holding. Jason. We'll get you on the other side. I got a question. Who do you hate more? Farhan Zaidi? The Giants ownership group? Gabe Kapler?
Oh, boy.
Or John Heyman?
Oh,
who do you hate more? Who do you hate more?
I think the Heyman account has already been closed by me.
Woo.
6 months ago as I got slapped on the wrist by the boss.
Hey, don't forget, tune in to Warriors Live on 95.7 The Game, presented by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi, obedient internet, only from Xfinity. By the way, to go to State Warriors, no Andrew Wiggins tonight, no Draymond Green tonight, no Stephen Curry. James Wiseman, recall from Santa Cruz.
What are we doing? Does anyone play anymore in the NBA? I mean, the Pacers are out here. They're sitting 22-year-olds. What are we doing?
What's coming up next, brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, No Compromises, and Pfizer. Your phone calls as we wrap this bad boy up.
Oh, I hate this.
Hey, it's Willard of Willard and Dibs, 9 to noon. Now let's get you back to the morning roast with Fonte and Joe. Boys, the changeover is coming. You better be ready. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, I'm afraid. Loved you, Willard. Loved you. I love to speak. Let this crank for a second. Let it crank.
Dell is so underrated.
I'm smiling on the outside.
Farhan whiffed again. Farhan whiffed again.
So let me ask you, who you mad at more? Farhan slash Kapler, Giants ownership, Aaron Judge, or John Heyman? Because John Heyman came on, and I know he's an Odyssey insider.
Oh,
yeah. I respect him. Mm. He's been in the game a long time. Mm. But the interview that was conducted by Damon and Ratto yesterday at 4 o'clock with John Heyman was a waste of everybody's time. I'm just point blank straight. Keep it 100.
And here's the irony.
It was a waste of everybody's time.
And the Padres almost got him. You didn't even get him. The Padres almost had him. He hopped on a plane to go tease with the Padres. They were coming in to swoop last minute.
So I tweeted, I said, that lets you know to say to the Giants that Judge went to San Diego to meet with the Padres. Not with the Giants. And you just hosted this guy 2 weeks ago.
If I was running things...
2 weeks ago.
If I was running things with the Giants, if I was in control,
yeah,
everybody'd be out.
Yeah, I would clean house.
Just a full clean house here.
I'd clean
the whole thing out. You know, that's what I would do.
And you know what? And I told you guys back in July. I swear to God I said this back in July. Because I felt like I led everybody astray. Judge, Carlos Correa, Trey Turner, DeGrom, Verlander. I led everybody astray. I apologize in July saying, they're not getting those guys. Who are we fooling? And here we are in November. And you had tweets. Larry Kruger, shout out Larry Kruger. I'm actually worried about Larry Kruger. Put the Twitter down, buddy. 90-95% chance Giants land Aaron Judge. Well, it looks like if you bet on 5%, you win. Because that 5% chance, he wasn't going to sign
what,
the Giants.
Me, you know what,
came to fruition.
Let me defend Larry for a second.
No, I'm defending him. He should be mad.
No,
because Mitch Haniger is the headliner.
He represents a lot of us. I think a lot of people, myself included, are as pissed off about the Giants. You know why? Because, Bonte, I watched this team be a have-not my entire childhood. And then when I become an adult, they built this beautiful ballpark gem that was supposed to push them into the upper echelon financially. And they were there for a while. And ever since they've changed ownership hands in terms of the front office, not ownership, from front office hands, it feels like everything's about saving a buck here and there. You don't make money and become profitable running a business by cutting corners.
Right.
You don't do it by shopping at the pawn shop.
But that's the thing. That's the thing.
If you're going to remodel the kitchen, you can't put crappy cabinets that are from Brazil, okay, over
Brazil
mold.
Has good cabinets. Are Giants fans going to go in front of Oracle Park and boycott? What's the stadium going to look like? What's the loyalty? What's opening day going to look like?
Who have they missed out on? Who have they missed out on? Let's go through the list.
Hold on. Just real quick. Let me get my workout up for Nahegan gives me a pay cut for all the talking we've done today.
We straight up got catfished. That's what happened. The Giants got catfished. What's the guy's name? Ari?
Neve Shulman.
Neve.
Great show. Why would you do that, Aaron?
Catfish.
Why would you do that to the Giants?
You're calling us a bunch of manti tails?
No.
Tails?
We're the sucker. We're the suckers that
we're
like...
We're manti tail.
Yes, essentially.
We're manti tail.
I feel bad for him, and he's probably
more. I feel bad, but again, we're manti tail.
Aaron Judge slid into the Facebook DMs.
Yes, he did.
Pretty picture. Yep. Hey, how you doing? Wow.
I'm available.
How about that Time Magazine article
yesterday?
Come
to find out he's a 55-year-old white guy, not a woman.
How about that Time Magazine article yesterday?
Oh, Jesus.
What about the nugget? Hey, babe, we're going to be married in 10 years, and I'm going to be playing for the Giants.
God, he knew what he was doing with that article, didn't he?
I can't wait for substitution platoon.
And here's the best part about it. The Giants will open the season at Yankee Stadium against the New York Yankees.
Rub it in our face even more.
They're going to open the season against Aaron Judge.
You know
what it's going to do? All rise. There's a 500-foot bomb.
You know what I'd do? Honestly, first
off home run.
No. I'm hitting him in the shoulders. First pitch.
Oh, wow.
You think I'm joking? I'm hitting him right between the numbers in the back. First pitch.
So
you don't think Nolan Ryan would do that? You don't think Roger Clemens would do it? You think Lincecum would have done that?
No, you know why we won't do that?
Jason Schmidt?
Because we're ran by Farhan Zaidi. No, we're not doing that. We're ran by Farhan Zaidi. That doesn't happen here. We're all about Capri Suns and fruit snacks. We were in a conversation for Vlad Guerrero.
They better throw at him. They better throw at him first weekend.
Bryce Harper.
First pitch.
We're in a conversation with Giancarlo Stanton.
Right between the numbers.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Can I be honest with you?
Huh?
Can I be honest with you? 100% honest. I'm being truthful here. Not that I'm never not truthful. It's no shtick at all. When Mitch Haniger...
I'm teasing
on his
that
Instagram.
I'm not throwing it.
Not really. With Mitch Haniger. With Mitch Haniger on Instagram.
Yeah.
Signed with the Giants. And he went on Instagram.
I saw that.
And he tweeted a photo.
Where
he had a photo of Aaron Judge. Yeah. And he said, come on, Aaron, sign with the Giants. I knew right then and there Aaron Judge wasn't coming. Because it should have been a package deal. It should have been like, hey, there's more help on the way. Like, you know what? Free agents, they sign and they do it at the same time. I knew right then and there we weren't getting Aaron Judge. I knew right then and there. Because what? I thought the pitch was weak. Little photo of him in a Giants uniform. Come on, Aaron, come to the Bay. It's like, that's not going to get it done. That's not going to get it done.
An Instagram message where he doesn't even follow you?
Yeah, doesn't even. It's left on red forever. I knew we weren't getting Aaron Judge. And I led everybody astray. So let's rat-a-tat-tat. Chris and Fairfield, who you hate more? Aaron Judge, Gabe Kapler, Farhan Zaidi, or John Heyman?
Oh, it's not even close. It's not even close. Like Shapke just said, I'm 43 years old. I watched my team be irrelevant my whole life. My grandpa died in 2009, right before the Giants did not win. It was the most emotional year of my life by far because of he waited his whole life and never watched them win a championship. It was one of the biggest regrets in his life. I woke up this morning. I'm tired of being angry. This is what I want to understand. Where is the media holding Farhan to the fire? Where is Grant Cohen sitting outside of his house with cameras, lights, and the most huge display of media going, what
you know,
is it that you are being paid to do? Why do we have nothing
exactly
but a Mitch Haniger?
Exactly.
Mitch Haniger. We Mitch have Haniger. Plenty of Mitch Haniger all up and down our lineup.
Yeah, his name's Wilmer Flores.
Wilmer Flores, Estrada. I'm like, they're all there. Where is, I told you, for the first time in my life, I turned off last year when the Giants were on 680 or when they were on the television. Yeah. For the first time in my life, I said, I got to do something as a fan.
Yep.
I'm not supporting them at all. Yep. I'm not giving them a penny of my time.
You damn right you better not give them a penny. You know what, Chris?
That stadium ticketing
hell and
new management.
Yep. You damn right, Chris. You tell them, Chris. You tell them, Chris.
I'm furious. If they don't listen, and listen, if I ever hear that little girl smile, that laugh of Farhan again, I'm going to lose my mind.
Hey, Chris.
Giggling.
Keep going.
I'm with him.
The giggling drive me nuts. I'm smarter than you.
Right, let's go to Michael LaSalle. Adam. Michael LaSalle, say. Michael LaSalle, say. Who you hate more?
YouTube gang. What's going on, YouTube gang?
YouTube gang. What's up, more? Michael?
No international stars.
None.
No American stars.
Nope.
Stars want to play with stars.
No black players.
No black players. No diversity whatsoever.
One of the prominent teams of the 60s and 70s for pushing the diversity forward.
Shout out to Balboa Cafe in the marina. But that's what we got. We got a bunch of players who hang out at Balboa Cafe in the marina.
And dab.
Blue light.
5 minutes away from Mitch Haniger's home house. And I could give a rat's ass.
That's not fair. I'm rooting for him.
It is fair. It is fair.
Because it's unfortunate that he got signed today.
Yeah, it is. I feel for him.
You know, what are we going to do? But I have a 13-year-old son. We play travel ball. It's booming business. Baseball is booming.
And who's his favorite player?
The Astros are booming. Vlad Guerrero Jr.
And not on the Giants. Exactly.
The Blue Jays.
How about those Atlanta Braves? How about those Atlanta Braves?
By the way, while we're here,
I
love them. Those all black pinstripe jerseys are so sick.
Where at Mitty High School?
Yeah, they got sick jerseys.
I don't give a
shout
damn.
Out Eli Duncan, who just signed a kid I coached in baseball. Elias Duncan is going to go to the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. I'm very proud of him on a full scholarship. He's a hell of a kid and a great ball player from a great family.
Thanks for the call, Happy Michael. We're going to flex in a second.
A Mitty boy.
How the hell? I'm not doing this. I don't care if Mitch Haniger could have been for Washington High School, Reading High School. I'm not selling the Giants fan base on a guy who played 57 games last year.
But it's not his fault what's going on at the top level. I'm not mad at him.
Tommy LaStella, Jock Peterson, Mike Krzyzewski, you signed a guy for $43 million who played 57 games last year, and he's going to be 32. Oh, it's going to be 32. Oh, man, his birthday's coming up in 14 days.
Oh, good.
2 weeks, December 23rd.
Let's flex. Happy birthday. I need to get Dibs and Willard's opinions.
I'm going to speak with my actions.
Okay.
My actions is I'm going to turn my back on you and not watch until you bring some talent in here.
Fair, but wouldn't you want your daughter, let me get to a point here. Wouldn't you want your daughter to be a Giants fan?
Absolutely, she will be. She is.
Well, okay. Part of cultivating fans from the generation younger than us is having people they care about, having stars. When you talk, I'm in the gym yesterday, and I walk into the gym, I'm coaching my sixth grade team, and I'm like, hey, Aaron Judge might be coming to the Giants. All of them, what? Because they know who Aaron Judge is, right? I'm looking at these kids. They're wearing Bosa, Debo shirts.
Yep.
They're wearing Steph Curry jerseys. Yep. They're wearing Klay Thompson jerseys, all right? Those kids are now Warrior and Niner fans for life. And I go, who's your favorite Giants player? All of them, you know. Well, Posey was. And most of these kids didn't even see Posey in his prime.
The Flex of the Show, presented by Xfinity Flex. The 4K streaming TV box with voice remote and Peacock Premium. Free with Xfinity Internet.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM in AC1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and favorite 95.7 The Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And do not forget that you can also watch us every day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on to search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Giants don't sign Aaron Judge. And you know, last year's hashtag was
SF Giants.
SF game up.
Game up.
Which I've never heard.
So 2023.
I don't understand it.
2023 is going to be hashtag.
You sound great, Mark.
Hey, 2023 is going to say hashtag still no swag. Still no swag.
I thought you just go with game over.
Game over.
I mean, I thought that's right where you were going.
Game over.
Hey,
last year, turned the game off by the fourth inning.
Yeah, exactly.
Game off. This is what he called it. He said game off because I'm turning the game off by the bottom of the fourth. I just won't go to games. You don't support this. Mitch Haniger played 57 games.
Before we get into the Mitch Haniger portion of the program, I feel bad for Mitch Haniger.
Mitch needs to crawl back inside a Snuggie, and let's just announce that another week from now.
In Boys in the Hood, he's shot the alleyway who had nothing to do with the fight.
He's catching strays.
Ricky.
He's catching Chris Paul strays right now. This guy's getting Chris Paul strays right now. He ain't nothing to do with anything.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah.
I always look for the opportunity. I think I might call my ticket broker and see what the season ticket packages are looking like, because everyone else might be out. Prices might be at an all-time low.
I was just looking, and you can actually do season ticket shares with strangers. You can join groups.
No way.
And, you can join a season ticket group. Exactly.
Wow.
I just want to share. My day started today. I got in the car right before 7, and I got a Deli Boy Butcher Boy, and I have to be honest, I was sad about the Aaron Judge news, and I thought, it's going to be a great day, win the big days, but I immediately thought about Thanksgiving at the house when Deli Boy says, I told you to pass the cranberry. Joseph, I told you I wanted our dark meat. I wanted more stuffing. And these two guys, because you guys sound exactly the same. And the way you both get angry. I told you I wanted more mashed potatoes.
You should see us on the soft gravy. The most underrated thing about that call, though, was like, who would you like to see him sign? Oh, yeah, wait, hold up. He got normal for a second, and he went back into the red.
That's pretty next level. And, the whole thing about organization, is he from Canada?
Yeah.
He got organization.
He's not a great
organization.
It's so funny.
My brother, God bless him.
But anyway, I was like, first thing I do, I turn you guys on when I get in the car. I drive to the ferry. I'm taking the boat these days. A lot better than
sitting in. You play?
What time did
you turn the radio on?
About 6:55.
That's when I joined the show today.
Actually, no, I heard Lubman before I heard you.
Oh, yeah.
And that actually was also hilarious.
I could have done 4 hours.
You're like, hey, Sam. And Bonte's like, I'm the co-host. Maybe I'll get to talk at some point.
I joined the show about 6:58.
Dude, I was crying today. I heard you started about 5:30. You bum rush Fedoni.
Oh, dude. I learned something new about myself this morning. I thought only golf got me up out of bed that quick. Turns out Aaron Judge signing with New York does the exact same thing. I have never, my phone made some sort of, I don't know what it was. It's like a special Aaron Judge sounder.
It was a Farhan laughing.
I knew. I rolled over, and the first thing I see is a text from Kyle. And, when you work together enough, it doesn't take much. You know people well enough. And the text just goes, welp.
Oh, no.
And I knew, I hadn't been to Twitter yet, but it's 5:27 in the morning or something, and I'm like,
shout out Christian Welch.
Damn it. I'm like, first of all, Spadone won the damn pool. God dang it, Spadone, how'd you win the pool?
What an
upset.
That was
like 950-1 odds if you had $5 on Spadone. Take yourself out to lunch today. You're a big winner. But that's all I saw. I saw Welp, and I'm like, God dang it, he went back to New York.
Spadone broke it right after I got my Starbucks, and I cackled. And I said, this is going to be the easiest show of my life.
Easy show.
This is the easiest show of my life.
And I can't even be mad,
because yesterday I was mad about Farhan, and everybody said, take a lap, and I was depressed, because I saw this coming. I saw it coming. The recruiting pitch wasn't enough.
Should have
been a Warriors game. No. It's not even about that.
Do you really think it was the recruiting pitch?
No, I don't. I just knew back in June or July with the way this roster looked. It's the way the roster looks, and you can't sell beyond Kyle Harrison and Luciano. That's not going to work when you play with the big boys.
Look, I mean,
that's not going to work.
There's certainly a part of it when you're matching up with the New York Yankees, but I am.
The Padres outbid them.
Well, no, not necessarily.
You need Padres came in second.
No, that's not true. No, that's not true. Don't propagate that. That's not true.
He flew to Tampa to go meet with the Padres, according to Bell.
Right.
He did.
He had the respect to go meet them at the last minute because the Padres are clearly the team that is 2 a.m. drunk at the bar. They are, I mean, look.
They're not ever.
What would you say about the Giants if you knew that your team now in consecutive days offered somebody north of $40 million more and the competitor said no? That's different. Like, the story that I'm reading, if you piece everything together from Heyman to Slusser to Andy Martino this morning.
What about John Heyman?
Well, that certainly didn't help, by the way, because it got it right. That didn't that change everybody's emotions?
I almost drove. I'm going to basketball.
It changes
practice,
your emotions.
And all of a sudden, I'm listening to Sidney and Goo. I'm like, I like veered off the road. And
look, everybody has Giants fans. Yeah. You have a right to be furious.
And depressed.
You have a right to be depressed, frustrated, whatever word you want to put on it.
And
however,
Slusser, I thought Slusser was right too.
Well,
because I believe her credibility.
And listen,
and I'm not knocking.
Listen,
her. I
if
feel
you
bad.
If you read what Susan said this morning, I really believe this is the timeline of events. I really think for the majority of the last couple of months, the Giants felt like they were in second place, and in about 48 hours ago, they thought they had moved into first. And I really don't think Aaron ever considered the Padres, but I think Aaron got. Within about 48 hours ago, it sounded like he was starting to lean Giants. That's why you heard Heyman. That's why you heard Slusser. And if you read Andy Martino this morning, Hal Steinbrenner calls him last night and says, look, forget the money for a second. Where do you want to play? And he said the New York Yankees. He goes, but I'm not doing it unless you give me a ninth year. And he said, then we'll match whatever.
Then
here's your ninth year.
But Mark, see, if that's if once you get into the 350s,
but the point
is, they're like 420.
But the point is, if the Giants had done that, it probably still wouldn't have mattered.
But
read Martino. The indication is yes, they were. The indication was the Yankees believed the Giants were about to go to 10-400 and to match the Padres, and that's not what he wanted.
But Mark, that's not what he wanted.
He didn't want to be a Giant.
You can't cut it.
Correct.
If you're going to give someone your best offer,
very good.
So like, this is my thing. If you're going to give them your best offer, is your best offer from from the jump.
No, that's not how negotiations work.
Hold on. I'm not doing this. You got to hear this. I'm not going to yell. I'm chilling. When you're, I use a boxing analogy earlier. When you get a challenger against a champ, and we always say, man, the challenger can't let it go to the scorecard.
You got to knock him out.
You got to knock him out. You got to definitively beat the champ. You got to beat him because the champ is going to get the benefit of the doubt on the scorecards. In this situation, the Yankees are the champ. They were going to get the benefit of the doubt because he's homegrown with the New York Yankees. The Giants had to come in right away and say, look, Aaron, we watch you. We're starting at 10-400. That's where we're starting. Especially after, hold on, Mark.
Especially after you
parade around town that and you tell everybody in the baseball world that money's not going to be a thing. Money's not going to be a problem. We have a blank check.
By the way,
it has to start at 10-400 million.
I really want to be careful, everybody, today is putting words in the Giants' mouths that they said that they would not be outbid. First of all, they weren't outbid. Second of all, they didn't say that. A guy named Randy Miller, who works for NJ.com, did. And I've seen it get attributed to the Giants a million times already today. They didn't say that.
You know what?
Now, hold on. Bonte. No, you shouldn't. You don't have to. You can be mad. You can be frustrated. You're absolutely in the right. The Giants absolutely needed to be the top bidder. You can say they should have come in at 10-400, and I will agree with you. I am also going to sit here today, though, based on very, very many conversations and a ton of reading, and I believe that Aaron Judge wanted to be a Yankee. And that is
a
factor.
So we got used.
Absolutely.
Again, it's the annual free agency period where the Giants get used. That hurts. Exactly.
Now, I will say
this. So maybe
you
bring a guy in who can actually close as your general manager because you continue to put yourself out there and you try to get these players and we're in on Aaron Judge. We have all this money to spend and you wind up with a player who's not Aaron Judge.
And poor guy.
He did say you're going to get
get two outfielders, so you got one more outfielder coming.
We got another one.
And Brandon Nemo and Mitch Haniger can come in and save the day.
Look, there's no name that's going to make anybody feel good about losing Aaron Judge. Even Carlos Correa is not going to make everybody feel good about losing Aaron Judge.
So not kidding, Carlos Correa.
I don't know.
But why would he want to play third for a year while Crawford plays short?
You've seen a pattern of free agents who don't want to come here. Haven't seen a guy who's wanted to come here.
Can I ask you guys a question? Because we also hear that statement a lot. Why would someone want to come here? He went to the Twins last year.
On a one-year deal.
Right, but I just mean around baseball.
And the Twins were a competitive team that almost made the playoffs.
Twins were projected going to the playoffs. Yeah. They've had prospects to be good at AL Central.
He did that at a time when Giants were...
And he got to play shortstop.
So I heard all this stuff.
I think he would here, too.
We had the argument during the season. And I said, why would Aaron Judge come here when you look at the roster? Jock Peterson, who didn't have a hit for 40 days. Mike Yastrzemski, Tommy Lasenda. And I asked you, I said, why would he come here? You said money. Money, money, money. Money will always win out. And yet the Giants had all the money in his hometown, his whole region. And he still said, not ready to roll.
And we've watched two major free agents of the major contracts that have come down. We've watched two major free agents take a lesser money deal. And that's surprising to me.
You got
to
account for California taxes.
That's surprising to me. Listen.
Mark,
you can be frustrated. I'm not going to talk you off of that.
I'm frustrated.
And he was brought in. I'm talking about Farhan Zaidi, right? I get it. Things cycle in, cycle out. He was brought in November of 2018. And the question that I have now that I think is a fair one to have as any Giants fan, are you closer to a World Series today than what you were in November of 2018 when he got brought in? And I think it's categorically no.
Has not done a good enough job.
There we go. And I'm not saying you run out of town. I'm not saying I'd probably move off of him. I don't have an answer. I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah, like we're not. It's Wednesday of the winter meetings.
Fail a couple more times on bringing in the big name. Three or four more big
guys,
failures.
Wednesday of the winter meetings. I understand. Right. I heard you guys make the Titans reference. Like, I know weird things can happen at weird times in the middle of a season when you're a first place club. That was weird. Firing the general manager of the Titans. It's Wednesday of the winter meetings. There's a conversation that can be had probably after this year. There's no Farhan and Gabe conversation on Wednesday of the winter meetings.
No, but what I'm saying is you could lose a fan base on a day like today.
You could, but I've stated fair people can have the opposite opinion, and I'm probably the only one in the room who has this opinion right now, but I said it to Dibs probably 50 times over the last 3 weeks. I never entered this offseason as judge or bust. That's not what this was to me. Because you're setting yourself up. You can't do that with someone when you're not driving the bus. Aaron drove the bus, and he wanted to be a New York Yankee. And you can take that as no one wants to sign with the Giants.
The tone has changed.
What do you mean?
Because over the last week, I've heard you, Mark. He's out on the Yankees. You read the Time Magazine article. I was listening yesterday. Time Magazine article about the Yankees spurred him. He's not happy with them. They disrespected him.
Those were his direct quotes. Right. This is not a tone change.
But isn't
I remember
an
coming back
on team.
I want to focus
isn't
on
this
that.
An
there was a moment.
Forget Judge for a second, but isn't this an indictment on team building because he
has not done a good enough job.
The bigger question
is not Aaron Judge. They were the underdog all along. I remember coming in here the day after Thanksgiving. Your entire body fell because you thought I was going to come in here. You thought they were getting him.
I did.
And I walked in here and I watched your whole body language change because you thought I was going to be right there with you. And I was hearing different stuff.
I know.
And I watched you look at me and go, they're getting him. And you looked at my body language and went, you must be here. And your body language fell. I think it's not right. It's not right in this moment to do the Giants lost Judge.
But they did.
But they were never the favorite. That makes it sound like they were the favorite.
It doesn't matter. You went after Aaron Judge.
They were the Yankees.
You didn't spend enough. You didn't go hard enough to get it done. Bottom line, it's a bottom line.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a bottom line business, Mark.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works. You wanted to get Aaron Judge. You tried to get Aaron Judge. You didn't get Aaron Judge. So as a fan, as a Giants fan,
you
want Aaron Judge.
You can be mad.
And you
you know who you're mad at? You're mad at Farhan Zaidi. And this is where you and I will differ.
The bus. Of course we'll differ.
Farhan
wasn't in control.
I'm trying to get a word in edgewise. I'm trying to be able to speak my piece.
So when does Farhan get the blame?
He doesn't get the
control.
He doesn't get the blame until noon. Maybe 12:15 he gets the blame.
He wasn't in the architect of the Dodgers.
Maybe 12:20 he gets the blame.
Who put this guy on a pedestal?
He's basically creating a team in the image of the Oakland A's. And that is what frustrates Giants fans.
I can't believe you just said that.
Look at the way he backfills the roster. It's all about thrift store finds, and he goes after Aaron Judge. He goes after the big ticket. Mark, you said yourself they'd better be, a top seven payroll team this year?
Agreed.
I don't see how they get there now.
Well, let's find out.
Today's
not the day to fire, and today's not. You don't get to do that.
Oh, I absolutely don't get to do that.
Now you're predictive. You're telling me what's not going to be true by April.
We're all predictive in this business. So you tell them if they land Carlos Correa, good. That would be a step in the right direction.
All right.
But so
let's see what happens. It's Wednesday.
Look at what he's done in free agency, I would give him a D- or an F.
Totally agree.
The only thing that he's done, Carlos Rodon, a one-year rental. He's probably not coming back. You got Jock Peterson, $19.6 million on a qualifying offer. That, so far, is your big move in the offseason. That's not good enough. And
totally
I know
agree.
It's not over. It's only Wednesday of the winter meetings, but this was your number one target, and you lost. It's a failure on Farhan Zaidi.
And they told everybody in the world that was their number one target.
And they're not going to be out big. Yeah. That was the impression that we
got. Randy Miller's words. A guy from New Jersey.
They never debunked it.
They didn't get outbid.
What do you mean?
They didn't get outbid.
How do you figure? We know.
The Yankees yesterday afternoon were at 8-320. This is all on the internet. It's a fact. They were at 8-320.
If you and I are buying a home in San Francisco, and you come in at listing price, you are not getting that home. Am I right?
It's funny you say that because I just bought a house 6 months ago. We came in below listing, and we got the house. And I was driving in this morning thinking, Joe, it's not always that way, but 99% of the time.
And Dibs, 2 weeks ago, who was the first one to bring up that comp? I brought that comp up. I'm with you guys.
They needed to be so above and beyond.
And I agree with you, and I still think he wouldn't have come. If you read what he, if you read,
but we don't know last that. Season, you literally said, "Look me in the eye." We got into an argument. You literally said, "I said, why is Aaron Judge coming?
Money."
Well, okay, money wasn't an issue. He didn't come.
You ready?
You said he could be swayed.
Are you ready?
I told you that. Why would he leave the Yankees with all that talent, resources, that small ballpark? I asked you this middle of the season, and you told me money.
What do you want me to say? I was wrong.
I sure was. I thought he was coming.
Okay, there you go.
He wants to be a Yankee, and yet the Giants had the outbid, so I thought it was money.
The problem is,
this regime is not selling anybody on anything. All right? Gabe Kapler, Farhan Zaidi is not getting it done. And what is year five coming up? Year five?
It'll be 29.
You're five.
I lose track of the years.
And what's the selling point this year? Well, Luciano's going to be up in 2024. Kyle Harris is going to be up at some point next season. Prospects.
Who does your kid care about on the team?
Nobody
I'm
cares.
Asking Cecily.
Well, they're weird. Their dad is me.
Who do you care about on the team?
I just care about the team. Always going to care about the team.
There's no Steph is like a draw, right?
Yeah, no.
Son and Debo.
Guys, you're hearing what you want out of my mouth.
No, but I'm asking right now.
They're not okay. And this has not been okay.
They're going to be fourth place in this roster.
This has not been okay. And I'm sitting here saying this five different ways. But if you want to pin this all on Farhan and my take.
Who else is it? He's the architect.
My man, $360 million deals don't come down to the GM. Brian Cashman wasn't even one on the phone last night for a reason. This is about ownership, okay? This is about ownership. And in this particular case, I happen to believe this was about a free agent who wanted to remain a Yankee. Now, there is now a buildup of an issue, and that is a problem. A bigger problem, quite frankly, is what has happened to the farm system over the last 12 months. if you really want to get into the Giants problem right now, but it's also Wednesday of the winter meetings, and I said 100 times in a row, it's not judge or bust for me. Yeah. If it was for you, then you can spend today as angry as you want to be, and I'm not going to talk you out of anything. This is frustrating, and I get it. And it was made worse by a national reporter telling us for a half hour that we did win. And then yanking the rug out from underneath us. So, yeah.
At least he showed up to his 4 o'clock interview with Damon and Radha, which was awesome.
One of the most worthless interviews of all time.
But you know what? He showed up. He put his name on it. You got to. I respect it.
He showed up.
He could have run ahead after that. I was listening on my drive back, and I was like, okay, look at John.
I had baby Tess laughing like John Heyman. Because I was actually taking a nap, Mark, when you texted me.
She said that? About John Heyman?
No, first words? Didn't say anything.
Why are you taking a nap on a warrior off day?
No, I was just chilling. I was tired. We were painting in the room and all the stuff. So I said, I'm going to lay down a little bit. And I woke up and there was a ton of text messages that we got Aaron Judge. So I popped up. I said, Aaron Judge? And I'm looking at my alerts and said, I don't see anything on Twitter. MLB.com.
Well, you were supposed to search Arson right. Judge. We did get him. We got Arson Judge.
I picked up on that. Look, man, they didn't get Aaron Judge. They signed Mitch Hediger, 3 years, $43 million. You know what? Let's see what they do. Correa. So there's still free agents out there.
I hope he can stay healthy. I was doing my shallow dive on Mitch Hediger, and he had one of the worst injuries you can possibly have, ruptured testicle.
Oh. That's a tough one.
Did he really?
Yeah. Bad beat. Off a foul ball.
Off a foul ball, yeah.
Very foul ball.
I don't even want to hear you say that again. Yeah. That's gross. Let me ask you guys.
So
you can't play baseball, you can't have sex?
I'm not going to comment on this.
Ruptured testicle, what happens? What can or can't you do with a ruptured testicle?
I don't think you could do anything.
We can rebuild it. Yeah. We can make it stronger.
If you rebuild it,
faster.
I'm not going to finish that sentence. That was way too easy.
Oh, I got a morning show. Hashtag game off, 7:15.
Now, is there...
Hashtag depressed.
What's...
Hashtag 2024. Prospects are coming up.
Maybe you need 24 to 48 to get there. Maybe you won't ever get there at all. But is there any wish list? Is there anything that makes you feel 75% better? What would it be?
Well, right now, you don't get Judge. I would have taken Bellinger on a 1-year deal. Bellinger's better than every outfielder that you have right now. And again, with the shift coming in, even in his lowest moment, he's better than Mike Yastrzemski. There's no debate.
That's debatable. I mean, Yastrzemski, better power numbers over the last few years. I asked Mark this about Bellinger.
About that.
If we look at a precipitous drop in power.
Bellinger's at the top of the list.
I mean, we talk about Brady Anderson. Yeah. Why don't we talk about Cody Bellinger?
Because his first 2 years in the league, not just one, were incredible. And his speed hasn't dropped off.
But his last 3 years, his last 3 years, he has had no power.
He's a one
hit. Shoulder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he can rehabilitated.
Like, that's what I want. That's not available. And I'm saying to myself, all right, go out and get yourself Josh Bell. Oh, Josh Bell's gone because I needed a first baseman. I wanted to get a first baseman. Now I look, there's no right-handed power bat that's available in the outfield because that's what they desperately need. Name me a guy. There's no one.
Well, I know this will. I mean, they hope.
You're looking at YouTube.
I'm looking at Tim.
I was looking at
the opening day giveaway. This is Alan Kay on YouTube. I gotta read this. Alan Kay opening day giveaway is one grape in a Dixie cup. Hashtag Hediger handout.
Oh, that's not bad. That's too sad.
Hediger's a nice piece of. He's a better defensive version, and then offensively, you're hoping you can get Darren Ruff like production on a more everyday basis.
You guys want to be triggered by something Bob Nightingale just tweeted?
What did he tweet?
Listen to this. He just tweeted, this is a minute ago at the hotel in San Diego.
Here we go.
Class act. SF Giants manager Gabe Kapler just walked over to Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
I don't even want to hear this.
To congratulate him on the signing, saying, it was a tough one.
I Venmo'd you Starbucks money.
We as an organization.
It was a tough one.
We got used, and congratulations.
Did he really say it was a tough one?
Saying it was a tough one.
No, he did not.
Yeah. It's a tough one.
Go lick the ice cream and then throw it back in the bowl.
You know what, man? I love my Giants. I'm not doing it in 2023. I'm taking a year off. I'm going to pull a Danny Freisinger after a 5-year run to the NBA Finals with the Warriors.
They go 15-50.
APD was like, you know, Bonte, I don't mind a 15-50 season. I needed a year off. You know what the Giants?
Yeah.
I need a year off.
No, you won't.
I need a year off.
No, you won't.
You know?
It's a 3 for Danny Freisinger.
Braves. But you know what? I said this yesterday. I'm going to watch the A's. I go to some A's games.
Well, you can go to the A's games right down here at 3rd and King.
It's true.
You know? Sit in the treehouse in County.
I want to point everybody to Andy Martino's social media today, because he covers the Yankees out there, and I think he's doing a great job.
I'm with you.
However, a lot of the things he's saying is going to be hard for everybody to see because what I really think happened here was it was Yankees all along, and the Giants got used in a number of ways. That Time magazine article, actually, as it turns out, being released when it was, those quotes were built to get the Yankees up.
Wow.
Okay, listen to this. Andy Martino just tweeted one fun and ultimately irrelevant judge detail. He thinks it's irrelevant. We won't. The TMZ-style video of him arriving in San Francisco a while back was staged. Between that, the Time article, the surprise trip to San Diego, he really made the Yankees sweat a free agent process like no other.
Can I ask you a question?
They were in the friend zone, Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
Giants were in the friend zone.
What other team in pro sports gets used like that? Like that considers themselves a first-class, serious contender?
The Dodgers don't. The Padres go out and they sign big people.
Do the Rams?
Wait a minute. I mean, the Padres.
Hey, what? Padres it's your the last show 40 now. Years.
Padres it's just on contract.
It's all you, Dibs. It's all you. Tights. They don't get air judge. Boy, we're not happy about it. That's what's coming up next. Sunday game brought to you by Pfizer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.